Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Today's show is sponsored by SeatGeek with over 28 million downloads. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. And shout out to our friend Cork, who used SeatGeek and the BitSeason code the other day to go see Nate Bargatze at Cap One.
That's right. You can use SeatGeek if you're heading down to Sarasota to watch some spring training games. SeatGeek's not just for sports. Like you said, you do a comedy show, concert. Use SeatGeek, and when you use SeatGeek, make sure you use our promo code BITSEASON. Why is that, Drabby?
Because you're going to get $20 off your first purchase using the SeatGeek app. With over 70,000 events on SeatGeek, you're sure to find something you love, and make sure you're looking for that good deal with the green dot.
That's right. You can be a big baller like Eric Bickle and sit in the Hennessy Loft using SeatGeek. You just have to search for it. It's right there. Look for the green dot. And plus, you know what I love about SeatGeek? I don't have to interact with scalpers. I don't have to try and negotiate a price. I don't know if I'm getting a fake ticket. I know SeatGeek has verified tickets, none of the hassle, and I know I'm getting a great deal.
Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with Swap. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to download the app, and you're going to use the promo code BITSEASON, all one word, for $20 off your tickets at SeatGeek.
See you at the game.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Bit Season Day and happy Leap Day to everyone listening today. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. Leap year, you know what? Leap year's kind of cool.
I always felt like today was a special day. EB, though, today was Rick about it and said that that would be the worst day to have your birthday on. I think it's one of the best.
I think you're right. It's unique. And I appreciate you remembering my birthday.
I told you I know your birthday.
I know.
When's mine?
It tilts me.
When's mine?
You're July 31st.
All right, there you go.
I know.
Finally remember.
I know, because you drilled it in my head.
I only know yours because it's the same day as my brother's and my buddy Kent.
So not unique.
The big three.
The big three. The holy trinity of Drab friends.
Hey, we've had a pretty fun week so far on the Junkies this week. Valdez, there was two things that I was thinking about. We don't really have it written down here as one of our conversations, but of two things that happened on the show this week that I like really love radio, and only radio can invoke these kind of feelings, and specifically maybe just the Junkies or sports radio in general.
Mm-hmm.
But earlier in the week, when the donk caller out of the blue, Mark from DC, called in after he just tried to try out for the Commanders.
Mark with a C.
Not planned, not a plant call, anything like that. Just some random guy who called in who was dead serious about 50 years old trying on.
Did someone claim it was a plant or?
No, I don't think so. But some people said he'd called into Chris Russell. Like, it was all new to us, right?
Okay.
And so the whole experience was so new to us, and it was just so out of left field, is what I mean.
Okay.
Like, just some old guy calling in dead serious about trying out for the Commanders and running for office and all the other crazy things that he said. And he had the Junkies completely captivated. Not that he was the greatest caller in the world, but just his content.
Yeah, his delusion was captivating.
Absolutely. And then the other thing that I love, Valdez, was the Dan Quinn interview with the breakdown of game changer. Like, only the Junkies could make a big deal out of that.
Really blowing it up
and breaking down the syllable by syllable.
I remember when we used to do those analysis of what someone says.
Yeah.
And we would always stretch the audio and we would slow down the audio.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking the same way.
What were some of those things that we used to break down? Do you remember?
Was it like Woost Heisen or something?
Oh, maybe that kind of is the way they say things.
I'm trying to think.
Either way,
getting like a mix up of what someone said, it would slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember stretching it out a lot. So that was always fun. That was a fun bit.
Those two kind of like random things, right, are what really give me positive feelings about radio and the Junkies. Sometimes people say we're too hard on the Junkies. Only the Junkies could make those two segments entertaining to me. Like the Dan Quinn thing, him saying Game Changer was obviously kind of newsworthy.
Yeah.
But the breakdown of it on the Junkies was absolutely hilarious to me and captivating.
And then playing the clip over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Just the minutia about it.
The minutia, right.
Was good.
So when I say it was a fun week on the Junkies, absolutely mean that. Just some really good segments. Now look, today, Thursday, we have the Josh Harris news break.
Yeah, but that's fun too, because the best part about our job, I guess, is you never know what's going to happen during your show, like with news breaking. That's always fun to me. It gives you like a little jolt.
For us in radio, especially sports radio, and being on the station, making a mountain out of a molehill is the key to the business.
It's part of the job requirement.
But for whatever reason, it was exciting to me today. Like maybe some of you guys are bored of the QB talk or breaking down the which quarterback is going to do or who they're going to draft, right?
Well,
but
that
is what brings in the people to keep them listening the longest and overall has the most interest locally, right?
That's the content that people want,
right? That's the widest net.
And
we can see, we know exactly. The ratings or whatever, how we get paid on how the Junkies get paid and how we see how well we're doing is one thing. But we know exactly how many people are listening on the stream at any given time, right? So when we talk about the Commanders or big breaking news stuff, like we see it grow. Everyone's in their car thinking, seeing it on Twitter. Then they're going, let me tune into the Junkies to see what they're saying about this, like this big story. And our listenership will be like four times. Like that doesn't happen with anything else outside of NFL stories.
Right.
Now, you can have other topics, like if we do entertain, it's just all kind of like, you know, believe me, you guys know the Junkies do great, but it's just kind of even. And then if we do,
it's a spike.
If we do a bad topic or something that people aren't interested in,
a guest that
we kind of know, and you probably know, you'll see it dip. And people are like, ah, F this. I'm getting out of my car. I'm going to work, or I'm going to change the channel or whatever it is. It's not interesting to me. But the NFL and the Commanders kill. So when you have a big story like this, not even a big story,
news,
as I said,
just
newsworthy, just making it, is this something, big deal, little deal? Uh-huh. It's always fun to me. And look, the phone lines were just obliterated, everyone calling in. Mm-hmm. Everyone on the show had opinion about it. And I just thought it was fun and exciting.
It's fun banter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like arguing is...
It's so stupid. The whole thing is stupid. Yeah. That's what makes it fun to us. Like, we're literally screaming at each other about whether Josh Harris is a red flag because he's sitting in an interview room.
We're just arguing about nonsense. And that's kind of like, that's kind of fun, right?
100%.
At the end of the day.
That's what it's all about.
At the end of the day, we don't really care if he's in the room or not. But we have to not pretend that we care. But it's almost like we want to win the argument. So whatever side someone has,
well, a diehard Commanders fan might care. That I don't really know, but it's so easy to pick a side, right? Mm-hmm. Pick a side of this argument. Big deal, no big deal.
Yeah. It's fine.
And sell yourself on the argument or whatever it is.
Yeah, but I feel like that's what we did. Honestly, I feel like if the Junks mate said it was a big deal, we would have been nonchalant about it. I feel like we have just taken the opposite side no matter what.
No, not me.
Not you?
Because you like to zag. You're as bad. Valdez just admitted he's a zagger.
I'm trying to stir the pot. I'm trying to do what I can to stir the pot. Make this go as quickly as possible.
I'm a known Commanders hater. So anything they do in my eyes is wrong. Me and JP. Commander Haters. Of course, EB and Cakes today. Oh, no big deal. Absolutely love it. Josh Harris, sit in. Ask any question you want.
I'm just trying to suck as much life out of the topic mm-hmm. as possible.
Well,
so that's why I
good.
Was,
it was a good radio topic.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was
so
fun. It was definitely
hey, but
fun.
We still have plenty of non-sports stuff to talk about yeah. today, Valdez. I know you got a project on the side to figure out what's going to be on your Mount Jugmore. You're completely captivated by that project you've been put on.
I actually started working right after that segment.
I know. I've never seen you.
You work so hard in my life.
I think it's hard. You grab that pen and you with your terrible way you hold a pen and you're scribbling stuff down. I'm like, man, this guy's he's taking this seriously.
Well, I want to put a lot of thought into it. It's very ambiguous right here. Mm. Like, am I just doing it? Like, can it be real? Can it be fake? Can there be is it iconic boobs or is it just boobs in general?
You know what's kind of tilting to me?
I'm putting a lot of thought into
this. You know what's tilting to me about this whole thing?
That I've claimed, yes.
You like manifest things and then the junkies just give you credit for it. Like, Valdez says boobs are coming back. They are. Look at Sydney Sweeney. When boobs, I mean, everyone, as I said, everyone's always been, but now you're the boob guy.
You know what the weird part, and
you know what I am? I'm the wrestling guy, or I'm the drug guy, and you're the jugs guy. It ricks me.
I get all the cool things.
I did get credit for coming up with ricks. I appreciate that. That was weird.
But yeah, I think you're right. And you know what the weird part about it is? I don't even like boobs. I don't know how I got stuck as the boob guy.
That's a lie. That's your first lie of the show. You love boobs. You've always been.
I'm not even a boob guy. As long as
I've known, you've been saying milky jugs or oh, look at her milky jugs.
Yeah, because that's funny. Boobs are funny. Boobs are just like duty. Farts, boobs, those are all the sophomoric funny things.
How far are you into finalizing your Mount Jugmore?
Right now, I've just compiled a list of it's almost like an honorable mention list.
You have to trim it down?
Yeah, yeah. So I have all of these. I don't know. This is what I need to do is I started writing down a lot of names of amazing jugs throughout history and current, and I need to come up with my parameters on my list.
Well, I think the main parameter that I need to ask you, do enhanced jugs count?
Here's the thing. Enhanced jugs would be allowed on my list, but you definitely get dinged for enhancements in a negative way.
How do you know? Sometimes you may not know.
That's also a thing. Because couldn't you get some sort of breast augmentation?
Isn't it a little early just to be putting Sydney Sweeney on Jugmore?
We don't know. Yeah, exactly. That's right? Why she's a captivating topic.
She's so hot right now, but is she going to knock off someone like, say, Pam Anderson, who's been enhanced?
That's true. Right?
That's just my. That but
it's also. I mean, it's why
there,
the, it's why the it's why the list is subjective. Hmm. Drab. My list isn't going to be for everyone, but I feel a lot of pressure because I have been named king of boobs.
Right.
So I feel like I need to do a boob proud.
Did you like today when EB asked me if I was a boob guy? And I came up with I'm a lips guy.
I did. Hey, speaking of zagging, you're either a boob or a butt guy, and Drab did the ultimate heel move.
No, I know. Mine was not a zag. Mine's the truth. I've said that many times.
No,
lips
are my most sensual and sensual feature
on a woman.
You've said legs a billion times.
No, I said I like legs, but legs don't beat out lips to me.
Well, you've never said lips like that.
I've attacked thin-lipped women a million times on this show. I like to do that.
Are you going to compile a list of thick-lipped women?
Yeah, sure.
Are you going to have 10?
No, 4. Lip more.
So I need 4 or 10?
No. I don't. Cakes would tell you 10. There's no anticipation with 10. All right? You got to name. You can.
What if I do like an honorable mention?
Sure. All right, but whatever. Yeah, you're top 4 though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
10 would be easy to do.
Can I say something? I don't even know what the hell Michael Marr was talking about. He said cheeks. Was he talking about butts?
I think he's talking about butts.
Are you positive? Like, why didn't he just say booty or like? Because I said lips, and then he said cheeks, and I'm like, Is he doing like a high cheekbone thing? I didn't really know.
I think he's doing like butt cheeks.
Okay.
He's doing a butt cheek.
Why didn't he say butt cheeks or booty or butts?
I don't know. Because maybe he thinks cheeks is funny, a funny word.
Okay. And so plus, am I just an idiot? Because no, I saw someone else tweeting about like facial cheeks or something.
Cheeks is trendy too.
Because no, someone said make sure that Mar doesn't choose women who've had Botox or something like that.
Well, you could have
or injections or whatever.
Butt injections.
Maybe that's what they mean.
A butt lift.
Butt lift and butt injections.
Yeah, yeah. Where they take the fat from somewhere else in your body.
I'm so ready for the big butt phase to be over.
I know you are.
Just I'm tired of big wide asses getting shine.
So why are you not on my big natties train?
I like big natties. I do.
It's actually butt funny too.
What? Saying natties?
Yes,
I know. Someone said that you were making me uncomfortable by saying big natty. Maybe you were, but I kinda like it now.
Also, do you like how I tried to say barstool?
Mm-hmm. Barstool's bringing back jugs.
Yeah, and this is the day after we did our big daddy.
You think they have someone listening?
I don't know. It's
telling them, hey, Valdez said this on the Junkies. We should discuss this.
Well, it's like when JP said, "Well, we had Mara Hodge on. Now Colin Coward has him on."
I know. I know. It's very funny. Hey, it's possible. Hey, yeah. EB said that the Commanders called Dylan Laub because he said him on the. He said that he was good on the show.
Hey, have you made up with Eric yet?
I don't really.
Have you guys kiss and made up?
Are from our Twitter beef?
Yeah.
Hey, will you give me props for battling EB publicly a little bit?
I want
a pat on the back.
I'll give you a pat on the back.
Well, I didn't like him saying he was misconstrued. Saying that we were mocking him for saying that Dylan Laub is going
well,
to
Eric thinks anytime you talk to him or about mm-hmm. him that it's in a mocking tone. So
I had an antidote by EB that I thought was kind of interesting.
An antidote? Anecdote?
Anecdote.
antidote is what you inject in yourself if you're poisoned.
I think I've said that like a few times. I get them confused. Antidote.
Anecdote.
Anecdote. So EB was hanging out with Vinny and Joe this past weekend, and when he did the tweet and said hanging out with my real friends, which actually I thought was a great tweet by EB.
No.
I wasn't upset. I was LOL. I thought it was a kind of embarrassing if he was serious about it, but it also was a good zing.
It was weird he capitalized real. That's the funniest part of it.
Here's what's actually interesting. If you don't know, just go to EB's Twitter or my Twitter. We had a back and forth and then finally it ends with EB saying, "Here I am hanging out with my real friends," which I actually deep down I think that EB meant to hurt me. Right? But I was just laughing at it because
in a picture to spite you.
Yes. But I was laughing at it because it was a good troll kind of comeback, like, you know, Drab, you're not on these guys' level.
Yeah.
Fine. But he told me that Benny was like, "Hey, we just need those guys to come hang out with us. They'll like us. They'll see that." And we've met Benny and Joe.
Yeah.
And they were fine. They were great. Like, it wasn't what's the guy? Like Skippy. Like Skippy, you know, I always said he can kind of irritate me on the show because he doesn't. Benny and Joe were fine, right? I have no problem with the people, Benny and Joe. I just get a kick out of EB's relationship with them. But Joe said, "Screw those guys. They don't like us. I'm done with them." Which I can't imagine like being that riled up by us that we
invoke that.
I guess
that
and
kind
it's not
reaction.
Just me and you. It must be Cakes too, because him doing his voice, or that we don't appreciate the Vinny and Joe relationship or something, or we don't.
Well, you mean the relationship they have with Eric?
Yeah, that we mock them. For being New York, Long Island guys, or we don't mock them.
We laugh at the relationship.
Yes, the only thing that's funny to us, Vinny and Joe, if you end up hearing this, is that EB is obsessed with you guys.
Yeah,
that's it. That you're like his big brothers.
Yeah,
and he looks up to you guys, and
that's a great way to describe
it. And he never acts that way around anyone else.
He's
always the leader.
He has hearts in his eyes. He goes. Yeah. He's like a little
schoolgirl.
That's
literally it. Yeah.
He's like, Vinny and Joe are Eric's crush.
100%.
He acts like the crush.
It's amusing to us.
Yeah.
Please don't be upset at us. It was nothing personal about you.
You know what? There's already people that are upset with us. We don't need more people.
Who's upset with us?
Oh, I'll tell you off air.
Oh. If you come see me at an event, I'll tell you what Valdez says. I actually have no idea. All right, Valdez. Well, what else do we want to get into here? We got a couple notes about this week's show. I think, actually, if we're talking about Vinny and Joe, we need to talk about EB and the pickup truck.
Yeah. I really think the love of the pickup truck has it really got ramped up from Vinny and Joe. I don't know which one is it a Ram or is it F-150? But one of them drives like one of the big old pickup trucks.
I think it's Joe, but I'm not positive.
But I think Eric is envious of the pickup truck that they have. And it's almost like he wants to be a part of the pickup truck club.
Can I read the text from EB? Would that be?
No, I don't think that's out of bounds. Which one?
Because he listened to Bit Season last week. I think that's how this all started, and we were joking around. So then, I'll find it here. If I need to bleep this out later, we will. But I don't think I have to. He said so EB was gone on last Friday, right?
Yeah.
So he texted me at 9 a.m. I know you're goofing around, but I don't understand why you're trolling me on Twitter.
By the way, he always starts the, I know you're goofing, but, or I know it's not serious, but. It's all a bit, but.
I know I'm not going to respond anymore because this is embarrassing. That was before he said, these are my real friends.
I literally just spit out my don't sleep. Is this crossing a line? Yeah. We're reading confidential text messages.
I don't think Eric will really care. It's a week later. So
I'm crying.
So remember, I zinged him for loving pickup trucks because Vinny and Joe love pickup trucks.
Yeah.
He goes, do you even realize I owned a Dodge Durango back in 1998? Now that's an SUV, but it's on the truck platform, and it was a compromise with my wife. I've always loved trucks and sports cars. I've always owned multiple cars, Ricky. More importantly, I found that out this morning that the Commanders called Dylan's agent yesterday. I started that ass.
So hold on. So why does he just say, I want a pickup truck, but my wife won't let me have one?
That was back in 1998. Maybe his wife will let him have one now. I don't know.
And by the way, a Dodge Durango is not on the same level or same scale as a truck.
No, he's saying it's on the truck, the platform, like the chassis, I think is what he meant.
Or chassis.
Another word that I can't pronounce, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So if EB, this is all new, like you've known EB a long time. I've known him since 2007. I've never once, until he met Vinny and Joe, heard him talk about his love of pickup trucks and wanting pickup trucks. I've heard the segment of him wanting a Miata with Marcel going halvesies.
Yeah.
I've known about the sports, the Corvette that he obsessed when he got.
That was his dream.
His dream car was never a Dodge Ram.
Or a Raptor or F-150 or Silverado or any of that.
But now his dream car is a TRX or something. I don't know. What was the car last week? Other than also he turned the BMW Reed into a Dodge Ram.
I didn't understand that.
It's all very amusing to me.
I don't know where the logic says the love comes from Vinny and Joe.
Okay, what about his line to the guy? I don't think I'll ever forget that. Was that just a flub by him? Was he trying to be funny? Like, what did that mean? And the line, should we play it?
Yeah,
let's play a snippet here. I think you guys should hear it in context. All right, here we go.
This is so massive. Sick. This 700 horsepower supercharger, 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. I'd kill your whole family in that
thing.
Now,
I don't know where I could park it.
To me, it sounds like Eric is just a proponent of safety, right? Like, I don't think Eric is behind the wheel of a car trying to run down people in the street. It's Grand Theft Auto.
No, it was such an absurd comment that it should have brought the show to a screeching halt for 10 minutes. I'll kill your whole family. Why would he say something so obnoxious to prove a point?
I don't know.
He lost control. Every once in a while, you can get under EB skin, and he'll lose control of his thoughts.
What? Hold on.
That was one of the times.
So why was he thinking that?
I don't know. He was just being big macho man.
I guess. Right?
I think he just meant like I'll run you off the road.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
I think that's basically what he meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead, it came out as I'll kill your whole family.
You know what it is too. Mm. Maybe Eric is discovering just how manly trucks are. Do you think that could be part of it?
No.
Eric is a very testosterone-filled, you know, manly man, I feel like. Except for the fact that he can't change his tire. But I just feel like testosterone is coursing through his veins. And so he realizes now that trucks are manly. And he wants to.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about anything else. He doesn't care about anything else that's manly. Doesn't care, as we discussed, about letting his. Is his wife going to drive his truck?
That's a great point.
Is Tina going to drive him around in that big old pickup truck?
A 5'2" Tina. and Eric's boosting her up to the driver's seat with his aunt helping her.
Oh, that's a funny visual.
I imagine phone books by the pedals for Dina.
Hey, is Dina gonna have those balls hanging down underneath the truck driving it around?
Those naked lady Playboy mud flaps.
Yeah, the mud flaps.
that's a funny visual.
All right, Eric, you love trucks. Maybe you've always loved trucks. I don't know. Well, I just get a kick out of your relationship with Vinny and Joe. It's nothing personal. It makes me laugh.
Can you imagine Dina climbing out of it? That's funny.
Well, maybe Valdez, we will all pile into EB's pickup truck next fall, late summer, and head to Ocean City and go to Ocean's College together as a group. Road trip.
I'm not upset with you, but...
Oh.
I don't know. I just thought you would have a lot more zeal when I offered up the flop house in Ocean Pine.
You did open up for
you to come down and have we'll have a boys' weekend when all of us are donkey kicking to the Killers and OAR during Ocean's Calling. And I just thought that you would be a little more excited. I said clear your calendar. We're all good. Come on down to Ocean Pines. And you just kind of scoffed at, like you're waiting for the next invitation. you're waiting for Tailgate Ted to invite you to his Ocean City condo.
You alerted me that Tailgate Ted is going to, he has a condo there. I would love to stay with Tailgate Ted. It would be a great time.
I know. So what am I, your backup plan?
No, you're not my backup plan. First of all, you caught me off guard because I don't even know your access to this flop house in Ocean Pines. Like, I know that you go there and I know you stay there or whatever. I don't know if it's like if it's your parents' house or like of a friend, your uncle's house or whatever it is. When you said let's stay, I didn't like know if we'd be intruding or if other family members would be staying there or how it works out.
No. It would be ours to use.
Oh, me and you?
Yeah, me and you and the boys. Everybody's down there.
The junkies?
Junkies want to come. Everybody sleep on the floor.
How many does it sleep?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six? You can sleep six comfortably.
Okay. So
seven if you want to do the sofa. Do this, the pass out on the sofa bit.
But here's what was intriguing about Tailgate Ted. And I think I'm just inviting. Did Tailgate Ted invite us to stay with him?
He tweeted me. He knows I'm the Ocean City guy.
Yeah.
You want nothing to do with Ocean City.
No, I don't. But I love the Killers.
Yeah. So he tweeted me that he's 10 blocks from the venue.
See, that's a lot more intriguing than staying in Ocean Pines 20 minutes away.
Yeah, but you have to.
I'm going to take an Uber home after partying all day at a festival.
Yeah.
A $70 Uber ride?
It wouldn't be that much.
I want...
No. This is what you'd do. Is you would take the water taxi across Assawoman Bay to the yacht club at Ocean Pines and then walk home from there.
Is that what you do a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I don't know the Eastern Shore. I've been there one time.
I know you don't.
And I've never been to Ocean
City. And I'm trying to invite you to a good time. And
I'm intrigued.
Everyone at this station rebuffed my invitation.
Well, who else got invited?
Cakes. I invited. You think that wouldn't be fun? Me, you, and Cakes broing out together for Friday and Saturday at Ocean's Calling?
I know, but why don't we?
ISCK?
I know, but we're not going to.
I feel like I'm being turned down. I'm asking every girl to the homecoming dance.
I'm getting
a big fat no from them all.
I know, but we could end up, we have all, if we get an all access pass, maybe Dave Matthews comes back to the tailgate Ted's condo and we're like smoking doobies together or something.
Is that your dream?
Yeah. I'll come back to our place, Dave. Oh, where are you guys staying? Oh, Ocean Pines. Oh, that's 20 minutes. Oh, sorry, guys. Can't make it.
I'm going to lose my buzz by the time I get there.
Yeah. Right?
Is that really what you were thinking?
No, here's what I'm thinking. We stay out late. We get boardwalk fries. We're stumbling home.
They're not called boardwalk fries. They're called thrashers.
Well, are thrasher fries not boardwalk fries?
They're on the boardwalk, but if you say fries,
everyone knows what I'm talking about. Jeez. That's what I envision. What's the famous ice cream place?
Dumpsters.
Yeah, you get an ice cream cone by myself and walking home after the concert, Valdez. That's what I'm envisioning.
An ice cream cone. It'll
be all
for
melted
all
by the time we get back to Ocean Pines.
You're licking milk off of your waffle cone. But I felt neglected. I felt bad that nobody wanted to go with me.
I literally was inviting
everyone.
Can I tell you something?
I'm going to invite listeners.
No, I'll tell you something right now. This is 100% the truth. I would not go to Ocean's Calling if you don't go.
I'm definitely going.
Well, I know, but if you pulled out, I'd pull out. I'm going to go over there with my wife and some other, like, no, it would be, I'll even say this. I'll never go to the Eastern Shore without Valdez.
I hope we have an appearance in Queenstown.
I've been there once with Matt, and I only go back with Matt.
I appreciate that.
All right. You're the expert. It's like, you're the Rick Snyder of Ocean City.
I don't know if I should take that as a compliment.
You know everything about that place, right?
I know. That's why
I can't make any mistakes.
I wanted to show off too.
I was gonna
take all of you guys under my wing and show you, like, everyone knows secrets, but I know all the places that are low key that aren't going to be crowded.
What's the shrimp place that I want to go to?
BJ's?
It's the Bubba's or starts with a B. It's not BJ's. You sent Eric there one time. Fried popcorn shrimp and all that.
Oh, was that Belly Busters?
Belly Busters.
No, they have the great shrip salad.
Shrimp salad.
Now, by the way, BJ's on the Water isn't there anymore. It's a new restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And plus, I would take you to the Fat Daddy's, the new Fat Daddy's beach bar that they have.
The Spain wine bar?
I know.
I want to go to all the haunts, Valdez.
That got too popular.
Okay, all right. On to the next. No, you talked about too much.
And this is what I wanted to do, too. This is what I envisioned. I envisioned us, all right, in Ocean Pines at a flop house. Okay, we're pre-gaming and everything. Then all of a sudden, we take the pontoon boat over to Assawoman Bay and park the pontoon. We go by boat.
Okay,
over there
you go.
And we're hanging out, and that salt water air is flowing through your bald head.
Are we gonna get taffy?
Yeah, we get to chew on some taffy while we're heading on
like
over.
That.
All right, and we're gliding on over, and we can anchor down away from the steerage, away from the riffraff, and we can kind of listen to some of the music while we're on the boat pre-gaming. Yeah, we listen to the opening acts on the boat, and then we decide that we're gonna head in. We dock the boat close to the event, and we go by boat, and we look like big sillies. Then all of a sudden. 311 want to come back to the Ocean Pines with us and give us an acoustic amber version in the house.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
Okay. All right. I will not be staying for
Sunday. Hey, Brandon Flowers, will you sing Mr. Brightside for me?
Brandon Flowers is an incubus.
Whatever.
Hey, what? Are you staying for Sunday?
No.
No, that's too long, right?
That's too long. Two days is enough.
You get up there Friday afternoon.
Well, we cannonball run it down there on Friday.
Friday afternoon. You skip the numbers on Friday. See the big sillies. Party all night. Wake up on Saturday. Spend the day back out there at the Jolly Roger.
Oh, no, we go to Barn 34 for brunch.
Okay.
Because they have the best brunch.
And then what time you got to get out of Ocean City?
On Sunday?
Yeah.
I would like to leave by 7 a.m.
And we'll be back plenty of time.
Oh, you'll be back before noon on Sunday.
Hey, consider me booked. All right?
Okay.
Tell whoever, Bob Myers or whoever, the house is rented for that weekend.
I know. I already put in the request.
All right, cool.
And plus, there'll be I don't think I've ever really been to I've been to concerts before, but I've never been to a festival.
I haven't been to a festival or a concert in a long time. In fact, I got to tell you something, though. I did tell my wife about it, and she's all about it. So she's coming. If I'm going, she's coming.
Okay.
I don't know if that. Your face just went white.
We had a.
I know.
Those guys trip. Yeah, it was.
I don't think.
Good point. No wine.
I know. I know. I think I forgot to mention that part.
I mean, we're supposed to be like.
I know.
Pissing in sinks.
I know. I think I screwed up.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I just remembered that.
We're supposed to be a helicopter and our around.
I know. Damn it.
It's fine. No.
She'll forget about it.
No, the more the merrier. Okay. Just no kids.
Oh, no. I'm going to bring my kids. I'm not going to do that. Come on.
I mean, yeah.
All right.
I want to see you. I want to see Drab let loose.
I'll let loose. You've seen me let
loose. And plus, you know what, too? This is if we're a team down there.
Last time I was with you on the ocean, what do I call it? Eastern Shore.
I was
puking from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. with you.
I know. You need a redemption story.
I don't want to do that this time.
No. This is festival.
Okay.
That was Dewey.
Okay, we got to pace ourselves.
Yeah, pace yourselves.
All right.
And plus, I lost my train of thought. What was I going to say? All right, no kids. I lost my train of thought.
Well, so far we've made a great start on it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you is that I feel like if we go down as a package together too, mm-hmm. the amount of Ocean City ADs would be off the charts. Ocean City is our wheelhouse.
I would be the sign of a lot of autographs.
Yeah. A lot of biddies.
Are we going to get stringer tees or whatever you call them? Tank tops?
Well, it might be a little cold.
Right.
The end of September.
What about scopes? Are they doing scopes in October?
Of course they are. Okay. Hey, you think we wouldn't look good in doing a scope pyramid together? And plus, just think of all the novelty t-shirts.
What about the guy with elephantitis? Is he going to be walking the beach?
Drew? Yeah, cage the elephantitis.
All right, hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Let's get into some surge pricing at fast food restaurants. And also, Cakes is just ricking me with this Happy Meal stuff. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 120. Drabby, I saw that you were tweeting about this, and this was also a topic on the Junks show, but we were talking about surge pricing mm-hmm. for burgers at Wendy's and fast food in general. It looked like it really had you ticked off.
It did have me ticked off, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk about it on the Junks because, you know, those guys are big fast food guys as well.
You know what? Fast food is definitely one of the A topics on the Junks that they do well with.
Everybody can relate to it. Dude, I just feel like I don't know anything. Look, I literally know anything, but I just feel like we're being constantly screwed by companies. The over blaming inflation and
the overarching theme
the economy and everything is just a way for companies just to kick our ass, put those steel toed boots on and kick us in the ass. There's surge pricing is absolutely ridiculous for a fast food restaurant to even think about. This is, in fact, I mean, surge pricing in general, the fact that we just accept it is crazy to me. Right, but I guess in some instances you just don't have options.
When did surge pricing like start?
I mean, it's been around for forever.
When I hear surge pricing, the first thing that comes to mind is Uber.
They call it dynamic pricing. That is what companies call it. They don't call it surge pricing. I think
that's
we call it
connotation.
But some of it is understandable, right? If the Super Bowl's in town and you have, or you're out of a beach property, mm-hmm. you're going to charge more during the summertime when people can come or whatever, whenever your season
is. Yeah, when you do a vacation. Right? So that makes sense.
Myrtle Beach, right? Your prices in the summer are going to be higher than they are in the wintertime. I guess that would be considered surge pricing?
Well, our friend Brett does surge pricing.
Does he?
Yes. For instance,
at
his Sup Dogs mm-hmm. in Chapel Hill, if they have a game day where the UNC is playing Duke for the Duke game, he's requiring people to spend a minimum of $20 at their table.
That's not surge pricing.
That's not. What's that called?
No. Surge pricing is if Brett raised the prices for the UNC Duke game.
No, right? but he's requiring people to spend a minimum if they're going to watch. That I would consider that the same thing.
I don't think so. That to me is a little bit different. But
if you usually watch a game and you have two beers and that's not going to add up to $50, I would characterize that as surge pricing. You know what I mean?
No, because
if you don't eat $50 worth of food when you watch a game normally,
I would say that's different because you're still getting the same bang for your buck.
No, but you're required to spend more buck.
But the cheeseburger is still $9 or whatever it is.
All right, that's
you have to get two of them.
That's semantics because mm-hmm. what you're saying is you just feel like not this maybe Big Brother, but just companies in general. Just have their hands in your pockets nonstop, and we're just getting nickel and dime.
I'm just getting tired of getting nickel and dime. I'm tired of going to Harris Teeter and seeing these just insane prices all the time that don't make to a nubber like me any sense whatsoever. The surge pricing thing is like nobody looks out for the common guy anymore. The only reason we go to fast food restaurants is because it's cheap.
It's cheap.
Besides
Lurch,
who I guess doesn't care about fast food pricing. That was wild to me.
Jason's order floored me.
Who
in their right mind can only order a chicken sandwich and then that's it and eat it? Like without a fry or a drink or
psychopathic behavior. Nobody does that. I think it really started when we accepted it was when Uber did it. And look, I barely have those apps on my phone. Mm-hmm. If I was younger and I lived in a city, then I probably would use Uber. I'd literally never use Uber or Lyft. Never.
I rarely
but these
use
people
it.
Who use it all, I just can't imagine paying $100 to go 2 miles in some circumstances. You know, if it's rush hour, the prices during the Super Bowl when people were going a mile down the strip or something like that was like astronomical. Surge pricing.
Yeah. Well, I get the same sentiment with you, but I don't think it makes me as angry because I feel like you are very defensive of fast food in terms
that is
of
true.
Because you I think you go there the most.
Here's what I'm worried about.
So that's why it upsets you the most. But for someone who doesn't, I'm not saying I don't eat. I probably have fast food less than 10 times during a year.
Let me tell you something about these. It's not just fast food. It's that we just accept there are no societal norms, right? I like societal norms where we're not being screwed over. This isn't some like political thing. I don't care about a lot of that stuff. But just because we do something and we have for a long time doesn't mean we have to change it. Everyone says, well, I'll just go somewhere else, right? I'll go to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, McDonald's is going to start doing it. Uh-huh. Burger King's going to start doing it. And then pretty soon every restaurant in the world is surge pricing. And then you can literally never eat.
Well, then how do we stop this?
We stop it like we did with the Wendy's. We blast them. We say, no, we're not going to take it anymore.
We're not going to take it.
And we embarrass them. And then they have to retract publicly with shame.
I have a question. Could surge pricing... Would you be in favor if surge pricing or dynamic pricing, it was like it was almost like a stock market where if the spicy chicken sandwich is $6
if it was a game,
if it was a game,
I'd be much more for it. But then you better let me get that Dave's Double for 99 cents when I go there at 1 a.m. when you're about to throw it away for the day or whatever, the bun away for the day.
I think if they did that, they'd be super popular.
You know why
I would go to Wendy's much more often if they had a dynamic pricing system where prices fluctuated from high to low. Prices could dip. That I would be all in for that. I would actually be curious to see what the prices are currently. Wouldn't you if you had a Wendy's app?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If I was Dave Thomas, I came up with a Wendy's app. I would develop it so that it showed the closest Wendy's to me and the current price structure for the next 10 minutes if they had a dynamic pricing where things could increase and also decrease. I would be checking that app constantly.
You get a notification.
You'll get a price notification. Mm-hmm. Almost like you're on day trading on Wall Street.
The spicy chicken.
A stop loss.
The spicy chicken is down to
$3.
$3 until 3 p.m.
Yeah, you think that wouldn't generate more business and more buzz?
Maybe it would, but they can't just do the standard price and then raise the price.
This is just genius ideas right here. If I was all of a sudden, remember the mozzarella chicken supreme at Wendy's?
Mm-hmm.
That was a hot item, and say that comes back, and that gets bought to where it's $15 for a sandwich. And you get to swoop in and get a Baconator for $5. That wouldn't make you feel good?
It would. What I think I'm realizing through a lot of this, Valdez, is that surge pricing is a lot more common than I thought.
How so?
Just like the grocery store does, right? With avocados or whatever it is, whatever the price is for that they're buying from.
Yeah,
because
that's popular,
a watermelon going to cost more in the summer because everybody wants it in the summer.
I would think a watermelon will cost more in the winter because it's
well, whatever. I mean, I'm not an economist.
But the
prices go up and down, right?
Mm-hmm.
This I'm reading an article here. It says dozens of restaurants have quietly been implementing surge pricing already, including barbecue chain Tony Roma's. The New York Post reports as more menus move to tablets, the process has gotten easier to implement.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm. Wendy's and these fast food restaurants all need. They need digital menus boards in the drive-thru. It's just a flip of a switch. It's changing like a toll road or something. Price.
Huh. That's interesting. So basically what we need to do is we need to advocate for handheld menus.
Yeah. Or the panel menus.
Yeah, or the panel menu.
Yeah, so just not a fan of it. I'm also, Valdez, not a fan of cakes and his order. It just ricks me. We've discussed it before, but it came up again today. He's so proud of it.
It's weird, right?
What's the order again? Take me through it. Do you remember?
He gets a Happy Meal, right? With a burger. It's a burger, is it? No.
He gets a hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger, not a cheeseburger because he hates cheese. Well, he ate certain cheeses. So it's a hamburger with a small fry
mm-hmm.
and a drink.
And a toy.
And a boy toy.
And a boy toy. But then he said something today about he gets chicken nuggets on the side.
Well, then that's not really a happy meal.
I don't understand. It makes no sense to me. Why are you... Just get the chicken nugget meal. Or, Cakes, use the deal, buy one, get one. For 29 cents, double cheeseburger or chicken, 6-piece chicken nugget.
Can I say something? You are a fast food expert.
I am.
You really, you know every I
used to get that a lot before.
So Cakes explained it. He gets a toy, but he doesn't understand the toy that he's getting yet. Because
also he gets, when you get a Happy Meal, you get like milk or juice.
That's true.
So then you can get a soda with it too, but then he gets a tiny soda.
That doesn't quench my thirst.
No.
But can you imagine? It's probably 2 drops of soda because they've packed so much ice in your cup.
And then he's paying for the toy that he doesn't want.
So you're paying a surge price on your toy.
Well, it's the fact that Cakes is eating a tiny hamburger, which is wrecking me the most.
I think Cakes is lying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a strong word. I've learned how.
Fib?
I think Cakes
exaggerating.
Is exaggerating. I think.
Exaggerating isn't illegal. That was a good call.
I think Cakes gets a kick out of the toy. Like, he just doesn't toss
that's
it.
That's why I asked him. I think that too.
He doesn't just toss it in the trash or give it or give it to Amy.
You're 100% right.
I think he gets a dopamine rush.
Yes, to see what the toy is. 1,000%.
He doesn't know what the toy is, and he gets the rush as he gets the surprise. It's almost like a scratch. Really? It's almost like a scratcher. Yeah, Cakes loves scratcher.
It's like a mini scratcher, a mini game to him. What is the toy? Am I going to know what the toy is? Am I going to be amused by the toy? Of course he doesn't really care, but it's like a moment of amusement.
Yeah.
And that's what he likes about it.
It's like Jerry with the Pez dispenser.
100%.
It's Cakes with the toy.
Yes. He likes the toy. And he has a plan for it every time. I guarantee you, he gives it to Amy like every time. He was sincere about that. But sometimes he was like, he always brings it to Amy, puts it on the kitchen table when he gets home for her.
This is what he does, is that he has the toy. Mm-hmm. He looks in for the surprise.
Puts it together sometimes.
And then after he runs in, he takes it and he waves it in Amy's face. Yeah. They have like a little laugh and goof about it.
Yeah, and I'm sure Juliet was involved in it for a long time.
Oh, guarantee.
Right?
Yeah.
He's amused by the toy. 1,000%.
It's not to fill him up or crave his hunger.
Mm-hmm. Now, he might like that, but he can't break from that because he's in a box, first of all.
It's also, it's routine, too. Because I guarantee you, I bet you he used to get one with his kids.
Hey, where were you earlier today? Why did you should have pounced on him when I said that. Because I let him wiggle out of that. Because I just kind of was thinking, toy. I knew there was something with the toy.
Because all I could think about was him playing with the toy. Mm-hmm. Like a grown man playing with the toy. But I didn't realize the psychology behind it. Mm-hmm. That number one, it's routine for him. Number two, it's the rush. And number three, it's the little game he has with his wife.
Mm-hmm. And himself.
He has 2 games. One with himself, and if it amuses himself, he gets to see if it amuses Amy in the same way. That's why he does the Happy Meal. Because genuinely, it makes him happy.
All right. What is the current toy that McDonald's is offering? Now, what Happy Meal toy are you offering? What is Mr. Min?
Mr. Min.
Have you ever Little no, Miss?
Never heard.
Oh,
of
that's is that that's the books. Remember, you know these guys.
All right, let me see.
This is right up Cakes' alley. Which Little Miss is he going to get? Or I should say Mr. Remember the books, Mr. Happy, Miss Sad, Little Miss Happy?
No, it's not ringing a bell. But honestly, if there's
your parents read to you?
No.
Little Miss Sunshine. You've never heard of Little Miss Sunshine.
The movie? Yes, I've heard of Little Miss Sunshine. With Jason Bateman, right?
No, it's who's the dog from The Office? Michael Scott. But it's a book first. I'm pretty sure it's a book. Now, you're a dog. You're not bailing me out here.
I'm trying. I don't know it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. But if there's multiple things that you can get, then then I could see Cakes really trying to almost collect them.
We have the one at home called Little Miss Twins. It's a series of books that you get, little tiny board books or whatever they are. Okay. And they're for toddlers to learn about the world and emotions. They're all like emotion based mostly.
Okay.
And so McDonald's has brought them back and they must be giving away little plastic toys. In fact, I might see if I can get Little Miss Twins.
Hey, do you think, you know what it reminds me of?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of like the McDonald's Monopoly game. I feel like Cakes would have been a sucker for that.
I think it's the toy. I think he's amused. His childlike heart is amused by the toy.
You're really not going to let him go from that.
No.
Hey, will you ask him tomorrow?
We will. We'll say we had a whole discussion on it. We'll bring it up during the show.
Okay.
All right. Hey.
Oh, speaking of Cakes.
Yeah.
Do you know, I saw Cakes this morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it was like seeing Bigfoot. I saw Loch Ness. I saw Chessie. I saw a unicorn. I caught the leprechaun. All right, at 5:36 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We know how we always joke. Cakes never goes to the bathroom here at the station.
Yeah,
I saw Cakes taking a dump here.
Really? Yes. Were you dumping with Cakes?
I was dumping with Cakes. I didn't realize it was Cakes until I saw the stall open up and I saw the white Brooks walk by and he was washing his hands. I thought I saw like...
It must have been that greasy little fry you had yesterday.
It was like a car accident.
Hmm. Why didn't you bring that up on the show?
I told you before the show.
No, bring it up on the show.
Oh. I don't know.
6 a.m., 6:01. Hey, you guys know what I just saw Cakes doing?
I should have. It's not my show.
Hey, all right, guys. We had a fun show here. We've had a good show of the Junkies this week. We will, Valdez and I were putting together Ocean's Calling.
Yeah,
maybe it will be a whole thing with listeners.
We'll have a
rendezvous up there.
Bus down to the event.
Or we can take a bus.
Take a bus down to the event. Some of our greatest biddies.
That would be great. A bus with the biddies.
Bussing with the biddies.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys.
Hey, before we go, we got to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Drab made me spit mine out earlier when he was reading EB's text to me. Don't Sleep supports me, supports Drabby, supports Bit Season, supports The Junk, supports AWOD. So please support Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Thank you to Mike.
And you can get it on Amazon through the store. And hey, look, Don't Sleep Energy has been a huge hit with the Junkies, not just Matt. Matt, we talk about this now, literally JP's a maniac, but the other three guys are constantly in my office.
I saw that you hid the sugar freeze.
I did hide the shit because they were just going too fast.
I know. You realize our update anchor, she started taking the don't sleeps.
I know. I was trying to.
You didn't think this out very well.
I know.
You need a better hiding place.
It was a terrible hiding spot.
You know, Drab's never allowed to do Elf on a Shelf with his kids.
I've always been told don't ever start that if you have kids because it's unbearable. But yeah. Always enjoying the Don't Sleep here on Bit Season. And
hey, I can't wait to hear your list tomorrow. I'm really excited about your lip list.
It's due tomorrow?
Didn't he say it's due tomorrow?
Oh, all right, well.
And that's why I started working on
it. Give me a project to work on tonight.
I have a big issue with my list.
I'm save it for the show.
I will. Save it for the show.
All right, guys. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon, and thanks for listening.
See ya.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.